This is JIS News. Coming up, cable operators to remove 19 channels from customer packages, Labour Ministry seeking 2,000 persons for farm work programme, and cess imposed on imported refined sugar. The news in detail after this message.
The National Solid Waste Management Authority, in partnership with the Ministry of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change, will be rolling out a six-month pilot program for the collection of electronic waste across selected communities in St. Catherine, Kingston and St. Andrew. They will be collecting your e-waste on the last Sunday of each month during the pilot program. Visit nswma.gov.jm for more information and play your part. Remember, Jamaica's beauty is our duty. Funded by the Strategic Approach to International Chemicals Management.
Now the news. The Broadcasting Commission of Jamaica, BCJ, has directed local cable service providers to remove 19 channels from their customer packages by May 31. This after the cable operators were found to be distributing the channels without authorization from rights holders for the cable stations. Chairman of the BCJ, Professor Hopeton Dunn, says as a result, Jamaica's reputation as a secure international trade partner has come under scrutiny. He adds that following several meetings between the BCJ, local cable operators, rights holders for the cable stations, and the Office of the United States Trade Representative, the decision was taken for the orderly phased elimination of unlicensed channels from local cable packages.
These channels that are involved in this first phase include 9 from the Encore suite of channels, 5 from the Showtime group of channels, 4 from the Stars group of channels, as well as a channel known as Movie Channel Extra.
Professor Dunn was speaking at a press conference on Friday. The BCJ has also directed cable operators to make arrangements with customers for refunds or channel substitution based on the terms of their service contract. The Ministry of Labour and Social Security is looking to recruit 2,000 persons for the farm work program. As part of the initiative, the ministry will undertake a pre-selection exercise in July this year. Labour Minister Derek Kelly says there has been increased demand for Jamaicans to fill vacancies overseas.
In light of this, I'm appealing to our skills training institutions to partner with us in identifying where the new skills are needed in the overseas employment program so that the country can consolidate the gains made thus far in some 50 years of existence of the program and prepare for the employment opportunities in the next decade of the 21st century.
Minister Kelly was making his contribution to the 2015-2016 sectoral debate in the House of Representatives Tuesday. He says further details about the pre-selection exercise will be made public in short order. The government will be imposing a cess on imported refined sugar. Minister of Agriculture Derek Kellyer says the impending tax forms part of plans to restructure the regime governing the importation of refined sugar. The proceeds from the cess will fund the transformation of the sector.
We will not allow imported refined sugar meant for the manufacturing sector to continue to be leaked to the retail trade, undermine our raw sugar production, and rob the government of much-needed revenue.
Mr. Kelly says the levy is also intended to level the playing field within the sector, noting that all other sugar consumed in Jamaica is subject to a similar tax. He adds that the decision to impose the cess on imports was agreed on following ministry consultations with industry stakeholders. And new board chairman of the National Solid Waste Management Authority, NSWMA, Dennis Chung, says going forward, the plan is to develop a good governance structure within the agency. He says this structure will be aimed at promoting greater accountability and transparency. Speaking with JIS News Friday, Mr. Chung said the new board of management will be assessing the current situation at the agency and developing a plan of action to move forward.
I don't think we can prejudge anything, so we need to do a proper assessment of what the current situation is and then develop a plan of action around it and develop the objectives that we'd like to achieve.
He says with the new management, the public will be kept informed about the works of the agency. Earlier this week, local government minister Noel Arscott announced a new 9-member board for the NSWMA. Chief Executive Officer of the Private Sector Organization of Jamaica, Dennis Chung, will have as his vice chairman, Dr. Conrad Douglas. Other members of the board are Butch Hendrickson, Trevor Francis, Bevon Morrison, Hazel Hamilton, Oral Rainford, Burrell Scarlett, and Pershad Williams. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.